we're always, we come to work with the same mindset every week. It's here, we have a job to do, we got to get better. It starts with practice. It starts in meetings this morning. We got to really focus on the details, go out there and practice this afternoon, and just execute. It's more about us than anything. We got to perform at a high level. Everybody's got to do their job, and things will turn around for us.
Mike mentioned this the other day, and I've heard it from several other people, that there's some really good things happening in practice. And they're not carrying over. How do you get them to carry over?
You just keep drilling it. You just keep executing it. What we preach in practice, you got 11 guys on the field, and everybody's got to do their job because everybody depends on one another. And so does the play. If one person out of the 11 messes up, the play isn't going to be successful. So we do that in practice and try our best to eliminate those little mistakes. And they're going to happen. That's inevitable, but we're just trying to minimize those.
Last game before a bye week. You never want to not win, but you'll have another week to think about it.
Yeah, we got to go into the bye week with a win. It's a big game for us. It's a big game for them. And everybody wants to feel happy going into that, so it's definitely our mindset. That's our mindset every week. You always want to win football games.
What did you see from the Bears on Monday night?
Oh, they're a great defense. Everybody knows the types of players they have, high-level, potential Hall of Fame guys, and they've been in that system for a long time and are very good at what they do. So we just have to do our best to execute, and we got to minimize turnovers because defenses and teams feed off those. And you saw it on Monday night as a perfect example. When you have turnovers for touchdowns, when they force turnovers, their offense has a short field to work with. So it just boils down to us executing and being smart with the football.
How do you balance protecting the football and taking shots down the field? Can you do both?
You got to be smart with it. There are calculated risks when you take those shots. It's got to be the right coverage. But you can't take shots that have unnecessary risk because you see that when you take those shots and turnovers happen, those are game changers.
When teams line their linebackers up right at the line of scrimmage like that and they're faking, sometimes coming, they're not, well, how do you determine when they're coming or when they're not?
Well, it's just it causes a lot of stress on the protections and – really, that's when you have to do your homework, know their tendencies. But at the end of the day, those tendencies always change during a game. And you got to do your best job to get a protection call to know who you're hot off of. It's really just about covering yourself. Make a call, know who you're hot off of, and go. You can't take forever and think about it at the line of scrimmage because the play clock's going to run out. So it's my job to make a protection call and just go with it.
How important is it for you to get in in a rhythm and have some sustained drives where you can...
Yeah, it's important for any offense in order to build rhythm, kind of build that continuity, chemistry going into a game and throughout a game. You can't just have one great drive and then have three and outs. You got to have consistent drives. That just boils down to execution. And when you're able to do that at a high level, you're going to see 10-play drives for touchdowns, and you're going to get a 3-play drive for a touchdown because somebody's going to make a big play. So we got to do our best job to do that, and just keep working at it.
Mike said on Monday that he feels like people up front have got to block for you better, but he also talked about the clock in your head, that sometimes it goes off maybe, I think he was implying that sometimes it goes off a little bit quicker than it should.
There's a fine line between making a play and being smart with the football, and that's the judgment of the quarterback, and
right.
Sometimes you're right and sometimes you're wrong. There's always times where maybe you can hold on to the ball a little bit longer, and then there's other times where you got to get the ball out really quick.
My question was, how often on film do you see a game where maybe you could have held it maybe a tiny bit longer? I'm sure there's always plays like that.
I mean, there's
like
maybe one or two plays a game that every quarterback sees. Maybe I could have held it longer and threw that. But when you're out there, you're just trying to make a play. Things are moving fast. You're moving fast.
Right.
And at the end of the day, you just want to get the ball into a receiver's hands or a running back's hands because that's what they're paid to do. That's what they're good at, is catch and run. And so that's kind of the decision that a quarterback has to make and kind of be conscious of getting the ball out.
And as a follow-up to that, a lot of times, people complain that you guys might be like 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10, and you'll throw a little check down. Sometimes it seems like that check down is really the only thing available. You've got to get rid of the ball, and you've got to hope he makes a play.
And the majority of the time it is. When you're in 3rd and 9+, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 11, the defense is usually dropped to the stick. So they're taking away a lot of the intermediate to deep routes. And our job as a quarterback is, like I said previously, is get a ball into our runner's hands, get a ball into a receiver's hands. And sometimes your best option is to dump it to Mojo because 3rd and 9, you throw a 5-yard check down on him, he's going to get 4 yards. And that's when you see a lot of these conversions happen, is when the running back gets the ball on a check down and squirts in there for 10, 15 yards.